T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, rolling on this morning, 9:27 in the a.m., and Shane, breaking news, and it's big breaking news from the world of Major League Baseball.
If true, KFH breaking news brought to you by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. 12 years, $430 million extension. Mike Trout with the L.A. Angels, which, I mean, that's a staggering number, but much like the Rockies kind of getting out ahead of Nolan Arenado's pending free agency, if you like him, if you think he's one of the most coveted players in baseball, and if you think he's that good and that worth it, go for it. Try to wrap him up so you don't go through this headache. And so, wisely, I think the Angels will have him until he's an old man.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you? We've got a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross, if true. But the LA Angels and Mike Trout finalizing a 12-year, $430 million extension. That, according to reports out of Major League Baseball. And that's your KFH breaking news, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
You know, the Angels were sitting there at some point saying, okay, I'm getting tired. I don't want to hear Bryce Harper talking about recruiting Mike Trout. I don't want to hear about Trout going home to Philadelphia to play for the Phillies and all of the stuff that went with it. Let's just get this taken care of right now. It's the face of our franchise. 12 years, which
ain't much to start with. And if we lost him, then where would we be? You know,
exactly. And 12 years is silly, of course. But you know what? If there's a player in Major League Baseball that deserves it, then it's probably Mike Trout. So, you know, get on with it. Largest contract in pro sports history.
But
unreal.
This guy could also have very easily been the MVP the last 5 years.
Oh,
running.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yeah, you could rename the award for him while he's still playing.
You kind of could.
Yeah, you could. So, but anyway.
I think smart move. I don't care about the numbers.
I do too.
Keep him.
Yeah. Absolutely. At the end of the day, for the Angels, it's just money. But you get a lot more in return. You're going to get a lot more in return from this guy on the field over the next X amount of years, however long he can stay productive. But beyond that, you maintain the most important player that the franchise has ever had.
Yeah, and like I said, what are you without him?
Exactly.
So sign him. And they did, in the process of it anyway. So.
Yeah, good for the Angels.
I agree.
Good for the Angels.
Totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's good stuff. All right. The NCAA tournament continuing this year without Wichita State in it. First time in 8 years the Shockers have not been in the NCAA tournament. But, Shane, there will be still plenty of Shocker presence in the NCAA tournament. And as we start to unfold some of this presence, it leads to kind of even a larger question of Greg Marshall's coaching tree, which is beyond significant. It's pretty damned impressive in college basketball right now.
Yeah, we have three disciples, if you want to call them that, of Greg Marshall and the Shocker coaching tree since Greg's been here. Still dancing. One is kind of a where you been, and that's Minnesota, kind of, to me anyway. They went to the Final Four in 1997, and they have just one NCAA tournament win since then. Kyle Lindstedt is up there now and coaching with Richard Pitino, and they are playing Louisville in the 7-10 game. And they have just qualified for the tournament in consecutive years for the second time.
Mm.
I guess I feel Minnesota has got some good juju coming to them because, man, they sure have to take the back seat to Michigan, Michigan State.
They do.
Iowa to
You're
a certain
right.
degree.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. We go way down the line before we start talking about Minnesota, and good for them. Back-to-back years they've been in the NCAA tournament. They come into to this dance at standby here. They are the 10 seed taking on Louisville, and the winner gets Michigan State, which that's a weirdo to begin with.
Yeah, it is.
That after one game you might have to play a team out of your conference. Normally the NCAA committee does a better job than that, but whatever. I'm not going to complain too much about, you know, a potential Minnesota Michigan State matchup in second day of the third day of the first weekend. But anyway, Minnesota back in the dance, back to back times for just the second time ever. LSU.
I'm trying to think of what I think about when I think Minnesota basketball.
Kevin McHale is what I think of, unfortunately.
Kevin McHale, Dave Winfield.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Thompson.
Ooh, Michael Thompson. Nice.
I think about those are probably the three guys that I think about. Now that's a historic view maybe of that program. The fact that we don't think of anything a little bit more recent than that is somewhat telling, but who knows? Here they are 2 years in a row into the NCAA tournament. Richard Pitino certainly is doing a nice job in that program. We now have skin in the game with Kyle Lindstedt up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more easy program now to pay attention to. But you're right. They're down the pecking order in a pretty deep Big Ten. Turge is down the pecking order in a pretty deep Big Ten.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you always start with Michigan State. Michigan. I think you go to Wisconsin next before you even start thinking about Maryland, don't you? And Turge has been pretty good.
Yeah.
So
Gophers are 21-13. They will play Thursday morning at 11:15. LSU's interesting. Greg Heyer was kind of viewed as the next big thing when he was at Wichita State, and LSU swooped him up. And so here comes Will Wade. From what, VCU? Is that where he came from immediately?
And now we don't know if he's going to survive this.
Right. And now we realize that Will Wade is in a lot of hot water. He's suspended for the last couple of games and for the foreseeable future. What happens to that staff, man? That guilt by association?
Yes, don't you think? Whether that's fair or not,
that's collateral damage,
LSU
baby.
They seem to be taking a pretty firm stand on this. I thought it was interesting, and we just touched upon this briefly last week when Will Wade released his statement about wanting to come back and coach LSU. I went back and read the statement, and nowhere contained within it did he deny his culpability in this.
And that's why LSU said, no, you're not coaching anymore.
Like,
you haven't admitted to anything.
Like, it's like, dude, you haven't admitted to anything here. And not that they would have allowed him to come back if they had admitted it. If he had admitted it, we understand that. But LSU seems to be taking a fairly hard line on this, and good for them.
LSU.
So I don't know how that affects Greg moving forward, but... the timing is unfortunate, no question.
Yeah, and that might be, you know, that collateral damage. If Will Wade is in real trouble, I mean, he's left his staff pretty much high and dry.
Yeah.
LSU plays Yale. That's for some kind of a sexy upset pick. Yale's 22-7. LSU is a 3 seed. They're playing Thursday at 11:40 in the morning. ESPN's BPI gives LSU a 79.1% chance to win. But considering you're one of the best teams in the SEC and you're playing an Ivy League team, they're only a 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, that's interesting,
so it's
a little telling.
I don't know how much it tells, but they're, you know, Yale's at least in the stratosphere.
Well, it's the wise guys at least acknowledging that there is distraction in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, at least that there is distraction to deal with. And Yale is obviously, I did watch Yale and Harvard last weekend. Yale is, and they've been there. Did they win a game in the tournament a couple of years back? I can't remember, but they were in the tournament. It seems like Yale and Harvard have kind of taken turns being in the Ivy League shoot for a while. But Yale's capable. They've got some players. They're not bad at all.
For some reason, I'm thinking that they have a borderline pro. Like they got at least one really good player. So we'll see. Maybe it wouldn't matter who LSU is playing. Maybe there's enough distraction there that because they did get bounced in the SEC tournament. So we'll see what happens with them. And then there's New Mexico State. And Chris Jans, who has been back-to-back 12 seeds. He won 30 games this year in the WAC. Chris Jans did. It has also, though, been 26 years since the Aggies won an NCAA tournament game. They've lost their last 10 games since then. Obviously, Chris has only been there a couple of years. They've never been better than a 12 seed. And so playing out of the WAC hands are kind of tied. They got Auburn in the first round, then maybe Kansas in the second round, who they played down to one possession, basically, in Kansas City back in, what, November, Bruce? The Hall of Fame Classic, was that right around that time? I don't know if it was part of that tournament. But anyway, they'll take on Auburn in the first round, and they go 30-4. And then there's a handful of other Greg Marshall disciples that did not make the NCAA tournament, but two of them made the NIT, and they're playing each other. Well, actually, one's not a Greg Marshall disciple, and that's Tad Boyle.
But it's a Shocker disciple.
Yeah, former Shocker,
Tad Boyle,
yeah.
Right, yeah. And they played a night, in fact, with Donnie Jones at Dayton.
At Dayton, right.
With Anthony Grant coming to Boulder to take on Tad Boyle, Mike Roan, another Mark Turgeon assistant, they've been here at... Well, let me just tell you this. They've been at Colorado long enough now that this is their third NIT. They reached the Final Four in 2011 when the Shockers won it all, and then were there in 2017 and are there again. That's kind of backhanded praise. Tad needs to be in NCAA tournaments.
Sure.
He's been in a couple of them at Colorado, but for our purposes and former Shocker assistants, they do play tonight in Boulder. So pretty interesting stuff. And you got Matt Breyer down at North Texas, and Marty's still at – Marty Gross is still at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They've had up-and-down kinds of seasons.
Chad Dollars at Georgia.
Yeah.
They struggled under Tom Crean this year. Greg's got – Guys,
a lot
all
of guys
the
out there.
Yep.
A lot of reason to be, and the great thing about one of the great things about Greg is that he loves this. He loves his guys graduating to the next level. I'm not so sure that it's so much about it's his purpose to groom these guys, but it's a very happy effect that the success that they are a part of at Wichita State translates into other opportunities and jobs and reflects back well on the experience they had at Wichita State. So really good stuff, and good to see former Shockers all over college hoops making a difference. All right, we'll be back with the Cindy O Twitter question as we continue here in a moment, 9:41 in the a.m. on this Tuesday, March 19th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.